The polls are closed in today's election in Iraq. Turnout is high. Violence, although there was violence, it seems to be at a minimum. We are now joined by Anne Garrels, and she's in Najaf, a Shiite holy city where the voter turnout indeed was especially high. Annie, bring us up to speed with what's been going on in Najaf.
Well, Leanne, there was palpable excitement here, though many expressed fear of possible attacks. They said the risk was worth it. Nothing so far has marred the festive atmosphere. Polling stations were packed, the process went smoothly, and the counting of ballots has begun. Many brought their young children along so they could witness what they called a historic moment, Iraq's first multi-party election since 1954. At schools across the city, voters entered makeshift voting booths made of cardboard to fill out two ballots, one for the National Assembly, the other for the provincial councils. And those exiting proudly displayed the purple finger, their purple fingertips, which had been dipped in indelible ink to prevent double voting. The most revered Shiite religious leader here, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, ordered the Shia to cast their ballots so that after years of repression by Saddam's Sunni Muslim minority, their numbers will finally be reflected in the new government.
Najaf is traditionally a conservative city. You mentioned children going out with their parents to vote. A lot of women voting today?
There were a lot of women. I mean, for many, it was a rare outing. I've never seen so many here on the streets. They were all draped in black from head to foot, as the custom in this traditional city. One man told me he prefers his wife stay at home, but he did allow her out to vote today. The leading Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Sistani, issued an order before the elections that husbands could not tell their wives for whom they must vote. And I have to say, in some of the poorer neighborhoods, illiterate women who were faced with a dizzying array of parties had to ask poll workers who they should vote for. And as one poll worker painstakingly began to read out all 111 parties, the woman stopped her when she heard the word Islam in the title of a party, saying, "Oh, well, that sounds good," without understanding what, in fact, the party actually stood for. Among the more educated, several interviewed said they planned to vote not for the coalition of Shiite groups, which includes religious parties, but for Prime Minister Alawi. Now, he is a secular Shiite, and these women said they resent the control clerics exercise over their lives. So we'll have to see what happens.
Describe security in the city. What was that like?
Tight. Very tight. Police and the Iraqi army set up checkpoints all over the place. There was no sign of American troops, except for official cars or minibuses carrying some voters who had long distances to travel. Traffic was banned. You couldn't have cell phones when you went into the polling places because they can be used to trigger bombs. The security forces weren't nearly as jumpy here, though, as I saw them in Baghdad yesterday. Before I left the capital, the car I was traveling in was shot at by Iraqi National Guard there, who insisted they had orders to shoot any car on the road, despite the fact the media had permission to travel around Baghdad. But here it was a little calmer.
You mentioned kind of the festive atmosphere in many respects as to the voting. Is there now, in what you've observed in the time that you've spent there, do you observe something, I don't know, perhaps like hope?
Oh, yes. I mean, people here said they were going to vote because they felt whoever they were going to vote for would help security. And they were voting for the Constitution, which this National Assembly they're voting for will be writing. And they hope that the party they were voting for will create the kind of constitution that will serve them well. And yes, they called this the beginning of a new era. They called today the dawn of a new Iraq. So yes, there was hope.
NPR's Anne Garrels in Najaf. Anne, thank you very much.
Thank you.